After 25 years of marriage and five children, Maria Elena and Rene Burgos have become a unified force in many things, including voting decisions.
We usually mark our ballots, you know, together, and we start marking together, and then we decide together. We try to support each other.
Yeah,
you know.
We discuss it with the family too, yeah, now that we have the grown up kids.
Four of their U.S.-born children are old enough to vote in the 2016 presidential elections. It will be Monica Burgos' first presidential election. She says issues such as immigration will help her pick the best candidate.
Immigration is serious because people are always crossing the border. They're always trying to come to America for a better life. And that's what my parents did.
Maria Elena Burgos was born in Mexico, but her mother was an American, which allowed her to get U.S. citizenship. Rene Burgos escaped the civil war in El Salvador and arrived in the U.S. as an undocumented immigrant. Under the Reagan administration, he received amnesty and ultimately citizenship and the right to vote.
I was really happy to be able to participate. So I think coming from another country to this to the United States and seeing that you can participate, it is a great opportunity. Really.
Yeah, I think probably when you come from a country that sometimes you do not have the rights or the voice, and having that opportunity here makes a difference.
It is the belief that a voice still matters that motivates many naturalized immigrants and their children to be the most engaged Latinos in American politics, says Naleo Educational Fund's Arturo Vargas. He says Latinos who have been in the U.S. for many generations are less likely to vote.
Mexican Americans that speak English only, because that's the only language they know. Same thing with Puerto Ricans and Latinos of other national origin groups, who unfortunately, many of them have lost faith in the American political system.
Naleo Educational Fund has been encouraging more Latinos to vote through a phone bank like this. It finds while a large number of Latinos identify themselves as Democrats, there is a growing trend of unaffiliated Latino voters.
In fact, the fastest growing partisan affiliation of Latinos is declined to state or independence.
That includes the Burgos family.
We have to just balance and see which one is the least and evil and which is the one that we would be more happy with, even though it's not perfect and no one, you know, no person, no party, no decision will be 100% perfect.
The Burgos family members say while they'll take a close look at the two Latino candidates, Republican Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, sharing the same ethnicity is not enough. They say it's important for a president to share their values. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.